Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and once again this membership drive, we're ending each show with puzzles and brain exercises with none other than the creator of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book, John Chinesky. Today's game is a bit of then and now trivia. I'll let John explain it more in a minute, but know that your knowledge of the news and current events will come in handy for today's game. So if you're up to play, you can give us a call right now on our on-air line. That's not our donation line. We'll never ask you for money on the air. Just call up to play with me and John Chinesky at 212-433-WNYC. That's then and now trivia at 212-433-9692. And if you get two answers in a row right, we will send you a copy of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book as a prize. 212-433-WNYC if you want to play. 212-433-9692. John Chinesky is also co-host of Trivia NYC's Q&A podcast, which you can hear at Q&A Podcast. That's the letters Q&A. QNApodcast.com. He's also the puzzle guru. You know, some people call themselves the puzzle master. Mm-hmm. A master, John, you know, I was thinking about this. You're the puzzle guru.
Right.
Somebody else is the puzzle master, and he's great. But a master is somebody who's just really good at something themselves. A guru is somebody who makes everybody else good at
something. Encourages other people, yeah.
So John is the puzzle guru on NPR's Ask Me Another. And hello, how are you?
Hi, Brian.
Good. So you want to explain this game?
Sure. I call this Now and Then, or Then and Now. Either one's fine. But we're going to do some current events questions from our partners at Newsmeister.com. If you answer one of those correctly, you get a shot at a then question. That's our standard Trivia NYC on this day in history question.
So let's see if Shelley in Far Rockaway is ready to play. Hi, Shelley.
Hey, I'm ready.
Hi, Shelley. This is a now question, current events question from Newsmeister. King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands told a Dutch newspaper last week that for the past 21 years, he's been doing what as a part-time job?
No idea.
let me give you a hint. He does something for KLM. Does that mean anything to you?
He's a pilot?
Yes, he was a commercial co-pilot for
that
a couple
was a
of
big
times
hint.
A month.
Thanks
yeah, that
hint.
Was a big hint. I know. But let's try this this then question. On this day in 1964, what president launched a set of domestic programs intended to combat poverty and racial injustice called the Great Society?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson is correct. Nice work, Shelley.
She gave him like the hardest question of the day and the easiest question of the
wow.
day.
Wow.
Right.
So, Shelley, hang on. You win yourself an activity book. We'll take your address off the air. Rosemary on Staten Island. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi there. Ready to play.
Go, John.
Hi, Rosemary. Here's a now question. 2 weeks ago, police were executing a search warrant on a house in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, when a parcel delivery service drove up and delivered to the home a package containing what? I'll give you a hint because I gave the first person a hint. They were investigating reports of illegal plants on the back porch.
Okay, it came up with a package of marijuana.
Yes, it was 4 pounds of marijuana. I bet they probably executed that warrant correctly. Here's your then question. On this day in 2010, after a 200-year search for his tomb, the remains of what astronomer were reburied at Frombork Cathedral in Poland?
Copernicus?
Copernicus is correct. Congratulations, Rosemary.
All right, we're off to a good start today. Rosemary, you've won yourself a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And Rosemary's line and Shelley's line are now free, 212-433-WNYC, if you want to get in line to play. Mitch in Brooklyn. Hi, Mitch, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Brian. Hi, guys.
Hi. Here's a recent news question. Scientists in Sweden announced they've used what modern method to create stem cells that grew into human cartilage once they were implanted in mice? It's a new sort of process. What is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it's 3D printing. They 3D printed stem cells onto...
Oh,
thing for cartilage, yeah.
That's but amazing.
Let me give him the – is he still on the
air?
Sure. Let me give you the then question because they're sort of paired. On this day in 2004, what film by Michael Moore about George W. Bush and the War on Terror became the first documentary to win Cannes Palme d'Or since 1956?
I know the film. It's not W. I don't remember the name.
That's okay. It was Fahrenheit 9/11.
Okay. And what documentary won in 1956? Do you have it?
I had it. I don't have it with me though.
Okay, somebody look that up and tweet it to us, and we'll put that out if you do it in the next couple of minutes. What documentary won the Palme d'Or in 1956? Because now you got me curious.
Of course.
Let's go to Richard in Lower Manhattan. Hi, Richard.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Richard. I'm going to give you the then question first. I think. On this day in 1856, the birthday of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who created what brainy character who's been portrayed by Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch?
And Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is correct. Now it's the now question. Recent events. McCain Foods USA is recalling frozen hash browns because the potatoes may have pieces of what sporting goods item in them?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Sporting good. Pieces of, say, football?
No, you're so close. The machines that harvest the potatoes picked up golf balls.
Oh, golf balls.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Fortunately, no one has been injured, but they did recall the potatoes.
Okay. Terrific.
All right, Richard, nice try. Let's go to Steve in Hastings-on-Hudson. Hi, Steve.
Hi. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Stephen. Again, here's an on-this-day question. On this day in 2015, what European nation became the first to legalize same-sex marriage in a public forum?
Ooh, Ireland?
Ireland is correct. Nice job. Now, here's a current events question. The head of what African country's spy agency was recently suspended when $43 million was found just lying around his apartment?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Uganda, but I'm probably wrong.
No, it's Nigeria.
Sorry, Steve. Ireland was the first European country to legalize same-sex marriage. I would never have guessed
technically
that.
Technically, in a public forum, they legalize it in their forum,
Jack in North Brunswick. Hi, Jack. You ready?
Hi, I'm ready. It looks like Jacques Cousteau won the Palme d'Or in 56.
Oh.
Hey, Jacques Cousteau. Okay, very good. Thank you.
The Undersea Explorer. Thank you.
Okay. What former talk show host, this is a recent question, former talk show host delivered a heartwarming yet funny eulogy about his mother several weeks ago at the Second Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana?
Eulogy about his mother. Hey, I'm sorry. Don't know.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for trying. Kim in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kim. Ready?
Hi, yes, I think.
Hi, Kim. This is a very, very recent question, okay?
Okay.
What alliteratively named horse won the 142nd running of the Preakness Stakes this past Saturday?
Oh, no. I know you should know this.
It has to do with electronics. Did you hear it at all, or did you totally miss the Preakness?
No. Usually I pay attention, and I didn't this year. I didn't even know it went on this year.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Tim. Go ahead, give it.
Why don't we give the next person a chance to answer?
Let's
see if the next person knows if they do.
Zidania,
we won't hold it against them.
In Lawrence, you're on WNYC. Hey, Zidania.
Hello.
Zidania, do you know what horse won the Preakness this past Saturday?
Oh, my gosh.
You don't. That's okay. I'll let you know. It's cloud computing. Cloud computing, okay? I'll give you another one, though. Here we go.
Okay.
Controversial President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has resumed leadership of the ruling AKP party in what Eurasian country?
Erdogan,
sorry, thank you. He recently visited the U.S., as a hint.
It can't be South Korea.
Eurasian enough.
Five more seconds.
Pakistan?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's Turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Richard in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
I knew Turkey. I knew David Letterman. What else do you want?
Of course. Let's see if you know this one. This is recent events. An untitled painting by what Brooklyn painter of Haitian and Puerto Rican descent sold for a mind-blowing $110.5 million at auction on May 18th. Give you a hint. It was a friend of Warhol's.
Che Guevara.
No, I'm sorry.
That's pretty funny. Cheetah Rivera. I don't think we can top that. So we're going to end it here.
We should tell them the answer, though.
Which is?
It's Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Basquiat. And so I want to tell you all, if you've been listening to us, have some fun with John Chinesky at the end of each show during the Spring Membership Drive. Tomorrow is the last day of the Spring Membership Drive, and we'll do an expanded one. So we'll start a little earlier with John, around 11:20, and do a longer session. You have something in particular for us that you already know what it's going
to
be?
I have an idea, but if anybody wants to tweet us requests, we'll take requests of what kind of trivia they'd like to hear. Sure.
Okay. Tweet at Brian Lehrer. And we'll take a look. John Chinesky from the Q&A podcast, from Ask Me Another, and the designer of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.